Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is Corey Willis with PVI, and you're listening to the Diesel Podcast.
I'm Adam Blattenberg from Diesel World.
This is Dan, owner of Dan's Diesel Performance.
I'm Cass from Diesel Doctor of Tennessee, and you're listening to the Diesel Podcast.
What is going on, Diesel Nation? We're excited to have you guys with us today. We've got a really cool episode. We've got the guys from CP Addict on, and they're going to be talking with Vinny from Leadfoot Diesel Performance, and they're on location in Georgia at the Leadfoot shop, and they'll be talking about Ford OBS power strokes and how they got into them and everything. So if you've ever looked at a Ford OBS power stroke and are like, I need one of those in my life, you need to subscribe to the Diesel Podcast on YouTube, iTunes, any of the podcast apps out there. We're going to be delivering some awesome content about some of the older diesel trucks that are out there and why they're so popular now, why people are gravitating towards them. So we know you guys are going to love this episode. We're going to kick it over to CP Addict, who's live at Leadfoot Diesel Performance.
Hey guys, Paul with CP Addict here in Monroe, Georgia at, as you can see, Leadfoot Diesel with Vinny Himes. And his 97 F-250 that has quite a bit of work done to it. He was kind enough to bring his truck actually to work today. He normally keeps it at home and kind of is going to give us a little bit of rundown on it. Obviously, you and I have known each other for probably 8 or so years.
Facebook years forever, yeah.
Right. We've been to a couple of different of the diesel trips and things like that. So I've known that you've liked OBSs for a while now, right? Just kind of like we do, and I happen to be coming through the area, so, you know, what better opportunity than to hook up?
Oh, this is great.
And talk trucks.
And so, the truck's got your parts on it, too, so it's got your headlights. I actually have your taillights sitting behind the seat that I haven't installed yet. But
Shame. life gets in the way.
That's
sometimes.
Right.
So, obviously, you've been an OBS fan for a while. You and I have talked about it quite extensively as to, you know, you're originally from Montana, not even from Georgia.
Right.
And you had an OBS way back when. And
yeah,
I got
the OBS bug when I was 11 years old. Worked on a farm, big ranch out there, 16,000 acre cattle ranch. And I started working there at 8 years old. We had an old clapped out GMC Sierra Classic 800 model. And it kind of gave up. The old guy that owned the ranch, he went and bought a brand spanking new 94 the first year of the power stroke and showed up on the farm with it. Beautiful black truck, and I was pretty much in love.
Back then you were like, ah.
Yeah, I knew I would own one someday.
I think, and that's the way most everybody that we deal with or anytime I go to a show, they're like, my dad had one, or the neighbor had one, or my grandfather bought one brand new. And I was talking with somebody yesterday, you know, the Cummins is a popular truck. And the Cummins was out way before the Power Stroke was, because they had the IDI and the 69, 73 and whatnot. But the Power Stroke was the only true crew cab you could get with a solid front axle. Yep. And it had more power than the 6.5, at least it felt like it did anyway.
Right.
And then, you know, Cummins, you couldn't get a crew cab in. You could barely get an extended cab in them. So, you know, these trucks to me are like the iconic of diesel industry, of where like all the roots came from. No matter if it's a brand new 6.7 Power Stroke, Cummins, no new 6.6 Duramax, I feel like they come from here, because this is where people started buying them.
This is what everybody else was competing with, and this is what ultimately GM and Dodge spent years trying to catch up to the market that these guys were killing in the early 90s. So it's crazy to think about it that way, but it's true, you know. To be able to get a full-size diesel truck, especially with a manual transmission, I mean, this was all you had. This was your only option.
This was it. And I mean, Ford being Ford, selling what they sold, and you know, they had decent marketing on it, but being that they were Ford, they were selling.
And they're mass producing them like they always have.
Well, and whoever actually came up with this design and had these body lines in it, I feel is very iconic and kind of
kind of timeless, if you will.
He had to be like a Sam Elliott looking son of a gun. I mean, right. There's only so many humans on the planet that are that cool, so.
Right. Well, I mean, when you get down to it, this has become a lifestyle for people.
That's right.
I talked with a guy yesterday. He stopped me at a gas station. He had sold his brand new 6.7 and had cash in his hand to go buy any truck he wanted to buy. He chose an OBS. Real similar to this. It was single cab, long bed, 350, two-tone, blue, and blue. And he said, I had, you know, 24s on my other truck and 35s, and everything was color matched, and it was a beautiful truck. He said, this truck's pretty much bone stock still, other than a mild lift on it. So I roll into a gas station or the mall or a convenience store or whatever, I'm swarmed with people and you know, that are interested in this truck.
Driving an OBS around is like driving around with a movie star in your back pocket. I mean, it's, you can't go anywhere. I mean, you pull up at a gas station and people are throwing cash at you. And it just, for me, it's, there's so many good childhood memories that I spent in an OBS. I mean, my best friend's dad took us elk hunting every year in a four-door crew cab long bed 96 model. I mean, they're just, you know, you can't ever replicate that windows down, you know, vent visor pointed at your face, cooling your nuts off. I mean, you can't exactly replicate that.
So my best friend's mom had a crew cab OBS two-wheel drive, and his stepdad had a single cab welding truck. And that's kind of where, I guess, where it all goes back to where mine started from, was from there. And then my parents bought one brand new in 97 that my brother still owns to this day and is still considered a daily driver, if you will. We put every single mile that truck's ever had on it. But
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like you said, it's kind of the movie star thing. You're kind of mugged when you go to a gas station and, you know, people wanting to buy it, this, that, and the other. And I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and you get a lot of different trucks that are cool and people like them, but you don't get such a wide range. What's crazy is, like, a 14-year-old that's in high school likes these trucks.
Yeah.
Grandpa that's 75 likes this truck. Like, it's, you know, usually you get that age gap that a certain age fits a truck, you know, 25 to 35 fits a truck, 35 to 45 or whatever.
Right.
You don't get the whole wide
demographic
of it. So you get, you know, and I think you and I talk at least 3 or 4 times a week on different OBS stuff.
Yeah. Just,
you know, because we have that connection that goes all the way back to these, even if we're not in one of these at the moment or even looking at one or even driving it, we still have, you know, a connection to these trucks. And, you know, and you build internet friends, if you will, you know.
Yep.
So
no, it's great. I mean, it's, that's what this truck has always been to me, is just something that I've always wanted. The crazy thing is when I got this truck, because, you know, he could have told me $10,000, I'd have paid it. It fit exactly what I wanted. And a lot of guys are like, why didn't you get the four-door? Well, I don't want a four-door.
This is the truck I wanted, and so this is the one I got. And we were sitting talking in your office earlier, because you're pretty much the head nacho here at Leadfoot.
I keep them toilets real clean.
I saw your little janitor bucket.
That's
and everything.
Right.
But we were talking about how you come across this truck and how it actually come into the shop here to have a drivability issue fixed, and you wound up buying it from the guy. Kind of give me,
well,
and our watchers.
It was one of them deals where the truck came in for a simple brake job. We did the brakes on it. I mentioned to the customer that if he ever decided to get rid of it, I wanted it. It was exactly what I drove on the ranch out there, and it's clean, high mileage truck, honestly. But if you look at the engine on this thing, there's not a tooling mark on anything. I mean, it's never been worked on, period.
And it's still, it's, you said it has, what,
349 on it right now.
So 350,000 miles, and it's still chugging right along.
Original injectors, original turbo. I mean, literally none of the big major hard parts.
that we repair on these trucks regularly have been repaired. I attribute it because it stays on the road. It does not sit.
Yep.
So he wound up coming back and basically giving you the price that here's my sell it price and you bought it. How long have you had the truck?
I've had the truck going on 3 years now. He took it to another shop to get a straight axle conversion done on it, and they put a rear brake rotor on it, not knowing that they put a rear brake rotor on it. I don't know how you do that as a shop exactly, but it had a horrible bounce to the front end and it was completely undrivable. And after a year of taking it back and forth, trying to get the shop to figure out what they'd done wrong, he gave up and pretty much just gave it to me. The day that I paid him the money for the truck, we had it fixed in 5 minutes. So,
and you have pretty much held on to it since, and you've done your fair share of things to it to kind of make it your own truck.
Yeah, so the biggest thing I want to do, I've got 1,000 horsepower Cummins, I've got a souped up 6.0, I've got a modified 6.7 power stroke. This truck is a 5-speed manual, it's never going to be fast. As factory components fail, I'll upgrade. As of right now, performance wise, it's bone stock. Everything I've done is for looks, make it look better, lighting, you know, make it better to drive at night. And
we'll kind of go into depth on those in our two-part series that we're going to do on your truck, you know, all of your modifications to it. But, you know, it's, you have the same passion for them that we do.
Oh yeah.
And it shows here, you know, at all the different trucks that y'all work on, but you know, getting these in and actually fixing them up, y'all got a bullnose inside that's got a 6.7 power stroke in it, and you know, it's done all up. It's kind of got a similar backstory. The, you know, the guy that owns Leadfoot, he, you know, his dad had it from new, I'm pretty sure, is what you told me. So we'll do a video on that for y'all too while we're here. But as always, man, we really appreciate you coming and doing this video with us.